There are some thoughts that I want to share on a couple of scriptures that have been speaking to me more simply and clearly than ever before. They are scriptures that the ministry at Pastoral Care Ministries has used quite a bit because they speak into the focus of ministry and foundation of it that we have a vision for. So I want to share some of those thoughts with you this morning. The first scripture is Psalm 62:8. And incidentally, if I were going to title this sharing something or give it a title, I would say I would call it The Refuge of God. The scripture in Psalm 62:8, it says, Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. And then it says, Selah, which is pause and think about this. I looked up the word refuge. I don't know if for the first time, but certainly it's speaking to me very clearly this time. It means a shelter, literally or figuratively. And I think both of those are important because literally means a place, a concrete place and time and, you know, that we go to. Figuratively would be more an internal reality, probably due to the presence of the Lord at all times. It's more... The figurative part of it more speaks to a place that we live. Another statement of the definition is that it is a place of hope. Now I don't think I'm the only one who goes out into the day and has my hope and faith challenged by the events around me. The obstacles that face trying to live out our faith. So a place of hope is a critical place of restoration. Really, I see that as a daily need. I have a time in the morning that as I look at these definitions and all, really it is a place of shelter and a time of refocusing and getting refreshed and having my hope and faith renewed in the Lord. That's a daily need, I believe. And it says in Strong's that it comes from a word that means to flee for protection. And again, the figurative meaning of that is to confide in. To flee for protection. And in that protected, sheltered place of safety and security, we can confide. There is one we can trust to hear, to care, to be able to give trustworthy light on anything, and to get us through the challenge. Not on the diminished, disillusioned, discouraged side, but on the strengthened, more free, more empowered in God side, because we've seen some things and because we've moved over and agreed with him and gotten a hold of him at a deeper level. This is the offer. This is the provision that God is making and exhorting us to come into. The other scripture that we have used quite a bit is Psalm 139 and verse 24. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I guess this is actually verse 23 and 24 of Psalm 139. You know, this, see if there's any wicked way in me. Wicked is a pretty intense word, and not one we want to relate to at all. But what it means, it's interesting to me that it's translated wicked because of the way we consider wicked. But what it means is a way of pain or grief. And Strong's links it to the idea of an idol. So if you put those together, it sounds like it has to do with putting things before the Lord, and the grief and pain and laborious way of having to deal with that, and that it causes us grief and pain and sorrow. And David, I picture him in this, getting to a place where he so knows what will come out of those times with the Lord, that I picture him with his hands outstretched, saying, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and help me see those anxieties in me. Help me see if there's anything that I have before you, if there's anything causing sorrow and grief and heaviness to go on in my spirit." Because, you know, we don't always see those very clearly. I think it's difficult for us to. I very often say to the Lord in the morning, "Where are we?" Because I don't trust my assessment of that. I'm not the one who looks on my heart with clarity. He is. And if we can let God light up those obstacles, then we can also let him remove them. So these two scriptures talk about a tremendous provision that God makes and is inviting us into, that would literally tend our lives with health and well-being and light and security and purpose and clarity and the kind of freedom to pursue those things with him. It's really an abiding place with the Lord that is being described here, that we renew and refresh continually. Now, that's the promise. That's the scriptural presentation. And that is the reality with God. But here's something that I have noticed and continue to notice in ministry times. It is that there are a lot of people, a lot of believers, who cannot find their way into the shelter. They don't experience this provision the way that they need to. They have tried and pursued the things that they know to do that. They have a devotion time. They pray. They read the word. But there are obstacles that prevent them from really coming into this shelter place, this place of hope and protection and safety, and a place where they can really confide in the Lord. It's more of a one-sided conversation. They say a lot of things, but they don't hear him. And that's really where the hope is, in connecting with and hearing and receiving from God the things that we need, the light that we need. So partly what I want to say to folks who have difficulty getting into this shelter is, do not give up. The conclusion that God doesn't want to relate to us in that way, that is not true. There is something that is preventing it. Generally speaking, it has to do with something going on in our heart, not our head. Something going on in our heart that has produced fear or lack of trust or unbelief or difficulty relating to this promise, and maybe difficulty risking allowing it. And that we're not always entirely aware of that. There are things that go on in our heart that are harder to relate to than the understandings we have consciously. So part of the struggle is to let the Lord light up what it is in our heart that makes it difficult for us to receive and enter in. Now, does that mean you're doing it wrong or any of that? No, that's not the point. There are some things that we don't see, and the Lord needs to show us so that we can move through them. The purpose of this is to encourage anyone who needs to do just that, to move through, to find some way to do that. If you need to pray with somebody who does have this experience and can help you with it, then do that. Whatever it takes, the point is this is worth it. Getting to this place where our heart and spirit can be revived in the way that the Lord is talking about here. That is essential to our life in God. Everything comes out of those times with Him and the clarity of them. So I want to encourage you in that this morning, as I am encouraged by looking at these scriptures again and reflecting on the definitions. I hope this sharing of the word and reflections on it will encourage and strengthen your heart and enable you to push through in some new ways. So God bless you in this whole effort we're all in of receiving these things from the Lord.